What has God allowed to happen in your life that strikes you as being a very strange kind of care? How can I say He loves me?
Elizabeth Elliot says, "It takes a steadfast heart to allow the Lord to let His will be done in us. But I want that kind of heart. I want His will with all my heart." Elizabeth adds, "I say it to Him over and over. Lord, do anything you want with me, at any cost. Work your will in me." Welcome to Gateway to Joy, a ministry of Elizabeth Elliot, author of over 20 books, including Through Gates of Splendor and The Music of His Promises, Listening to God with Love, Trust, and Obedience. As you seek a closer walk with Jesus Christ, thank you for joining us for another challenge from Elizabeth Elliot.
You are loved with an everlasting love. That's what the Bible says. And underneath are the everlasting arms. This is your friend, Elizabeth Elliot, talking with you this time about how can God. Do you ever sit down and worry and wonder and puzzle and ponder over how in the world God can possibly answer your prayers? Just this past week, I've been praying for what seemed to me like an impossibility. My daughter and her husband and family live in California, where I understand real estate is almost as expensive as it is where we live in the Boston area. And they're living in a rented house, which costs them what to me is just a breathtaking sum. And they have been paying mortgage payments on a house back in Mississippi that they were not able to sell when they moved from Mississippi to California. So the whole thing has been looking to me like an absolute impossibility. And as so often happens, whenever I'm going to speak or write on a subject for other people, in other words, when I'm going to be dishing out what seems to me to be God's truth to other people, God has the most incredible way of putting His finger exactly on the sorest spot in my own spiritual life and saying to me, "Are you trusting me for this? You're telling all these other people what they're supposed to do. What about you? Do you really believe that I can provide housing and money to pay for housing for Valerie and Walt and those five children? Do you really believe that?" Well, my answer is, "Yes, Lord, I really believe you can, but I don't see how." And that's the question for today. How can God possibly do this? Do you remember Francis Thompson's poem, part of which I quoted in my last talk? The last stanza says this, "All which I took from thee, I did but take not for thy harms, but just that thou shouldst find it in my arms. All which thy child's mistake fancies as lost, I have stored for thee at home. Rise, clasp my hand, and come." Now, how can God store for us at home things which we think are lost? Maybe in some weird way material things, but everything we have lost? Did we only fancy it as lost? How could it be? If it's a child or a person, then we can believe that God can bring them to heaven and keep them there so that we will meet them someday. But all that we've lost, what about that? How does it work? I'd like to remind you of some of the questions that were asked in the Bible. I've been making a list of these questions for several years. It's very interesting to see the number of subjects that they cover. I'm going to read you this list of questions, and then we're going to go back and look at the subjects which are touched on by each question. For example, can God spread a table in the wilderness? Has your God been able to save you from the lions? Can these bones live? How is the Lord to save Jerusalem? Is this your care for the widow? Which way are we to turn? Why wait any longer for Him to help us? Where can we buy bread? How can a man be born when he is old? How can you give me living water? How can this man give us his flesh to eat? How is it that this untrained man can teach? What is the good of that? for such a crowd. Who will roll away the stone? I'm sure you can find some more if you want to study your Bible. Do you detect a note of sarcasm, even a sardonic note, in some of these questions? A good many of them reveal that spirit, don't they? Has your God been able to save you from the lions? How is the Lord to save Jerusalem? How can a man be born when he is old? Just very obvious questions that you and I would ask too if we had been told the things which these people were told. But that first question, can God spread a table in the wilderness? It touches on the supply of material needs. What do you need today? Money? Food? New clothes? A car? A house? A job? Does it look impossible to you that God can take care of that situation? Can God spread a table even in the wilderness? Yes, He can. He prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies. He anoints my head with joy. Second question, has your God been able to save you from the lions? Well, that's danger for you, isn't it? Not many of us are going to be tempted by being thrown into a lion's den, but there are other dangers. I think of the dangers that faced my daughter when she was a little girl running around in the jungle. There were things like poisonous snakes, of course. There were wild animals. There were scorpions. There were electric eels and crocodiles and stingrays in the river where she swam. What could I do about that? There was no protection. If I was going to be in the place where God wanted me, someone might say, well, I would have gotten out of there as fast as I could. I wouldn't think of raising a baby in a place like that. But if it happens to be God's appointment, that's where you stay. And I believe that the God who could save Daniel from hungry lions could protect Valerie from poisonous snakes. The third question, can these bones live again? Maybe you're looking at something that looks absolutely hopeless, useless. Something which has died. A project, perhaps, that you poured your heart and soul into, and it looks like a pile of dry bones. What's the use? Why do I bother to serve God? Can these bones live again? Can He make something out of this? The truth is, He can. Fourth question, how is the Lord to save Jerusalem? Jerusalem looked unsalvageable at that time. What is it in your life that looks unsalvageable? Things that we feel that we cannot possibly do anything with, that they're just a dead loss. God can do something with those things. Do you know that little chorus? Something beautiful, something good. All my confusions He understood. All I had to offer Him was brokenness and strife. But He made something beautiful of my life. Don't worry too much about the how the Lord is going to save this unsalvageable thing. Just trust Him. Next question, is this your care for the widow? This was the question that the prophet asked to God when the widow in whose home he had been staying had a son who died, her beloved son. Is this your care for the widow? God had promised to take care of her. Kind of a strange way to do it, wasn't it? What has God allowed to happen in your life that strikes you as being a very strange kind of care? How can I say He loves me? How can you call this care? Yet, if you remember the story, God had a miracle in mind for that widow, which strengthened her faith far more than if the child had never died. God enabled the prophet to breathe life into that child, and he was resurrected. Which way are we to turn is the next question. Who of us hasn't asked that question many times? Perplexity, the need for guidance. I talked to my daughter last night in California about the fact that they were going to look at a house yesterday, and I wanted to know how that had worked out. And so she told me that they saw the house and they decided they didn't like it as well as the one that they were in. So now they need guidance as to whether or not they should try to buy the house that they're in or whether they should keep on renting it. I don't know what your situation may be, but there's perplexity. What's the best thing to do? Maybe it has to do with an aging relative. Shall we try to take care of him at home? Shall we put him in a nursing home? Which way are we to turn? What kind of medical treatment should we have for this child? Which doctor should we go to? What college shall we encourage our son to choose? Which way are we to turn? I don't know how God may answer your question, but I believe with all my heart that he will. Then there's the question, where can we buy bread? Some of you hostesses have had the experience of saying, what in the world am I going to feed all these people? It's amazing how usually God enables you to find something where you didn't think there was anything. You can make something out of nothing. How can a man be born when he is old? Well, if ever there was a human impossibility, it's that a man should enter again into his mother's womb and be born, which is what Nicodemus saw as an impossibility and asked the question of Jesus. And Jesus explained that he was talking about spiritual rebirth. How can you give me living water? Said the Samaritan woman. I think in her question there was the implication, there is no such thing. Living water? Well, if there is, give it to me so I won't ever have to come back here and draw this water again. I'll get out of a lot of work. The hows of God's dealings are beyond us.
Growing up, Elizabeth Elliot understood that studying the Bible is a vital priority for the Christian life. And ladies, we can also establish a solid foundation for our lives through daily Bible reading and prayer. Join us next time as we think about the eternal truth of God's Word here on Gateway to Joy. Anything, if offered to God, can and will become your Gateway to Joy. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.